Hey, welcome to Mom Said. My name is, did I just say,
hey.
Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Today, we talk about a lot of different things. Allie had a hard week this week, so we get her out of her funk. We talk about Aretha Franklin.
Did we get me out of my funk, though, did we?
And then her brothers immediately put her back in her funk by doing a bit about Grant exploding his body into the sky.
It's insensitive, and it's crappy. So
it's his own body. He can do whatever he wishes. His body, his fireworks. What else? We talk about how TikTok is the only way to learn. Can't read books anymore. What
it's
else?
An awesome vibe.
It's a really cool
vibe. We talk
vibe.
About probiotics and chins. So stick around for an amazing episode. And as I promised at the end of this episode, next week I will have a way better vibe. So please don't leave us.
You're really tempting fate by saying that. Okay.
Please.
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said. Let's get this over with.
We had a great attitude to bring to the show. We had an episode recently where I don't care about what I'm about to say, but we had an episode recently where I went back to watch the watch down and pick clips and whatever.
Oh my gosh, me too. An episode where my hair is acting a fool.
No, but no. Mine was full, like big tuft.
I had a full big tuft too.
And you know whose fault that is?
Yours.
Grant's.
I was going to point to you, but.
No, because I can't see the back of your head. So anything happening back here on your hair
is
not my territory.
Right.
We have a producer who is also family. Do you get what I'm saying? He's a producer who's also family.
Double motivated to help us with our hair.
You should be making sure that your boy is got to be looking dialed,
Gabe,
man.
When I wore my hair up a couple episodes back, a big chunk of my hair just wasn't in the thing. And I watched it and I was like, c'est la vie.
C'est la vie. And you know what? That's what episode are we on now? 28? Is this episode 28? And that's some episode 28 energy where you're just like, we're moving forward. Episode one, when we first started this business, we would have scrapped it. We would have been like, we can't. The hair, we can't. I'm serious.
You guys. Also, I'm serious. You're just saying when we first started in this business reminded me. So there has been a couple of requests to send us.
We've been doing this for over 6 months, by the way, which is a cool milestone.
Oh, cool, guys. Way to go.
Thank you.
Hey. 6 months is a long time.
So what else takes 6 months? What else would you be proud of if you had done it for 6 months? Go to the gym every day for 6 months. That's something I looked at Grant as if to be like, wow, how cool would that be? And he's like, I literally do that. What
if
else?
I got a 6 month prison sentence, I'd be happy when it was over in 6 months.
6 months.
I'm out. I'm free.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's the clouds. It's the sun. Yeah. Anyway.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, 6 months is a long time.
No, keep going. Keep going. Gabe, wait, hold on. Pause. I received some feedback that we're cutting off the songs too short, and people want to be hearing longer songs.
Okay, first of all, I can't hear you when you're mumbling and talking as high-pitched as you just were.
I received some feedback that our songs are too short.
From who?
Your manager.
Okay, well, tell him to come in here and write a 6-minute song.
And someone else, Cameron.
Okay, well, tell them to write a longer song.
They would, and they do, and they will.
They write longer songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's come up with something else in 6 months to appease these people.
Okay, fine. If I had started a new habit and it reached for 6 months, I would be happy like going to the gym.
Right, that was what you said before, but okay.
Going to the gym.
If I kept a sourdough starter alive for 6 months, I would feel like a grandma in a good way. Good way.
If I had kept a journal for 6 months, I would feel like a grandma in a good way. That's what you said, right?
Yeah, but never mind. If I directed a movie and the runtime was 6 months, I'd win an award for the longest movie ever.
Yeah. Yeah. AMC would be so happy with the amount of concessions they would sell. And you'd be proud because it would have been 6 months worth of concessions.
Ooh.
That's a lot of peanut M&Ms.
A lot of peanut M&Ms. If you watched a 6 month long movie and you only ate peanut M&Ms, what would happen to you? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know how at the end of Wonka, he meets his dad and his dad's like, you never flossed once? Your teeth are perfect. Maybe when you have peanut M&Ms forever, it tricks your body into becoming the perfect elite human. It's
and
actually
you have body tea, teeth tea, brain tea.
Okay, see, was now, that longer? If you go too long in the song, it starts to crumble into me making old Wonka references. So I'm actually, you know what, Cameron and Steven, no.
No, no, no.
We will not be extending the songs longer
find
more ideas. No, 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 I liked
that. I thought it was fun and it got me out of my funk.
Yeah.
I'm going to funk you guys.
Do you mind if I try to just say what it is and we'll move through
it? Well, don't say the details because it'll gross
people out. Not details. No, 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 no. Allie's dog is not doing well, so please send some love in the DMs to Allie's dog, whose name is Biggie. He is not feeling well. He's a rather old dog, and he's not feeling well, so we're having a sadness. But
I'm having a sadness.
We listened to an Aretha Franklin cover of What a Fool Believes.
And that helped a little as I've
that
been.
That helped a lot, bro. Aretha Franklin helps a lot.
Well, she's been a guiding light for me for many years.
If you're bummed, listen to some Areth.
Yeah. If you're bummed.
Is there a Urethra Franklin joke or is that bad to do? Thank you. Yeah, that's probably bad to
that's
do.
Enough.
You were quick with that.
He was waiting for you to say something stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, he was ready.
For real.
Do you want to talk about how Aretha Franklin's been a guiding light in your life for quite some time? You've been obsessed. You were obsessed with Aretha Franklin when you were little.
Well,
we're from Detroit.
She's the queen of our town. And, you know, Motown, et cetera, et cetera. But I've always loved Aretha's music. I used to sing Respect at karaoke back when I used to sing karaoke.
And when she says that, she means when she was 14 years old, she'd be up there
every time
ripping Respect. And to be honest, that 14-year-old voice that you have that's like sort of invincible.
Is very Aretha.
You can just like, what?
Wow.
Well, no, 14-year-olds like don't have Aretha. You had an Aretha voice.
No, no, no.
It's an agile vocal fold that you can just scream as much as you want and then wake up the next day and still sing.
Well, she had a youthful voice, is my point.
Well, she did, sure.
A youthful timbre. Sure. Anyway, sure. One particular story about Aretha Franklin is I saw her in a concert when I was... I may have already told this story. Whatever.
Tell it again.
I saw her in a concert when I was younger, and in the middle of a concert, she decided she wanted a break, so she just said, I'm going to go have a snack, and she walked off the stage, and it was an outdoor venue. We all just sat there and chatted amongst ourselves while Aretha went and had a snack, and then she came back.
That's...
How sick is that?
Can we do that? Can we do the Aretha Franklin snack break on this show?
Where we just have dead air for a while?
Yeah, we just leave and have some dead air. We go have like...
I think people might like that, actually.
Yeah, it might be relief.
Just some space.
It might be relief.
Just some space to think to yourself. The other day I was driving and I had nothing on. I know, psychopath.
Wow.
And I was kind
of
like...
You were raw-dogging a drive?
Yeah, and I was kind of like, I never just sit and think, do I?
No, of course we don't. Why would we do that?
Then we'd notice.
That's when the creepies start to...
If we sit and think, then we'd start to notice. You can't sit. Notice what you might ask. Do I have to say it even? You'll notice. You can't notice, or you'll notice and you'll feel it, won't you?
Is my job the kind of job I want to have?
Don't notice.
Is my apartment the kind of apartment I want to live in
you
for another
notice.
Few years? Is this car an appropriate car?
Don't notice.
Do my friends
don't
actually
notice.
Like me, or are they just hanging out with me out of convenience and history?
Don't notice. Wait, why are you saying all the things that I think?
Huh?
Is this car an appropriate car for someone my age?
I was being you.
Oh,
well, I was sort of being general, but I didn't mean to be you. But you kind of did yourself dirty by saying, "Why did you say all the things?"
Why did
I
you
think?
Say all the things that I think?
You have worry about your car? I think your car's fine, bro. I think we get a little car freaked out in cities like Detroit and LA that are driving cars, where it's like we have to have fancy pants cars. But the second you get out of the car, you're just at the place, dude.
Well, I made a statement that I wanted a convertible publicly, and then I still haven't gotten the job that I need to get the convertible, and so I'm sort of in a loading zone.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Also, speaking of making statements publicly, we need to apologize about something we said last episode. We made a big old stinky boo-boo.
Well, that we said the wrong writer of Arthur.
Yes, dude. Yes. I figured out what the problem was. So we said we were singing the Arthur theme song that our generation knows, which is every day when you walk in down
someone
the street.
Someone kindly and generously everybody commented on our video and said, way nicer
you're
than
wrong.
I would have. You guys are wrong.
You're wrong.
I would have commented
here's what
been
happened.
Like, you it. Idiots.
I wrote who wrote the Arthur theme song, and it pulled up a different show called Arthur and told me Burt Bacharach, which is the guy who does what the world needs now is love.
I just
sweet
saw
love.
Some spit in your mouth that I'll never forget.
Oh my God, I hate that. So the guy, my dumbass last episode was like, I can't believe that guy wrote the Arthur theme song. This theme song that was written by Ziggy Marley, who is related to Bob Marley.
That
in
sounds
the way
more
of being
right.
His son. Totally.
Than some guy named Christopher Cross.
Chris
I'm
Cross,
just saying.
Christopher Cross and Burt Bacharach, but I did love our Christopher Cross and Burt Bacharach.
So,
they definitely
Cross and
didn't,
Bacharach
they
didn't write,
it. Write
the Arthur theme song. Okay, so should we make a formal apology to
Ziggy Marley
himself?
No.
He listens.
No.
Hey, he listens.
Yeah, long-time listener, no-time caller. He's fine.
Okay. Ziggy, I'm sorry.
Okay. Ziggy, no one's going to say bless you?
Bless you.
Thank you.
Allie, do you want to tell the Adoits how they can get involved in this show now?
Oh my gosh, I was going to save it till the end, but I'll tell you now in case you stop listening all the way to the end.
Don't stop listening. First of all, let's wrap up. Ziggy,
well,
we're sorry. We apologize for that. That
Ziggy,
was a big
so
boo-boo.
Sorry.
We didn't mean to do
Ziggy
that.
Ziggy doesn't need our apology, but...
But sorry, bro.
So sorry. So, okay. So this week, there have been some requests to send us some items because, well... Some requests because we, a couple episodes back, said, please make fan art.
Send us items.
We
and by some requests to
so
send us items, we said, we request that you request
right,
to
right,
send
right,
us
right,
items.
Right, right, right. So some of you wonderful folks have obliged us.
We love.
So sweet. Okay.
We love.
So
this community of Adoits is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger. This community of Adoits
yeah,
is
I don't
great.
Like it
bigger and bigger. Okay.
So I first of all, I research P.O. boxes. Girl, how do so many people have P.O. boxes? They're so expensive. But I digress. We decide to go to UPS. So I make an appointment at the UPS. The guy there, his name is Dell. He's so nice.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
I'm getting a Dell. So Dell, he asked, the process of opening a P.O. box is quite extensive. They needed my passport. They needed my paperwork. They needed all kinds of information about me. And Dell looks at me and says, is this for a business? And I said, no. And I said, are you sure it's not for a business? And I said, what's the difference? And he said, for a business, you would have to spend a lot more money. And it would be this paperwork and this paperwork and this paperwork. And I said, well, it's not for a business because I don't make any money. And he said, okay. And I said, fine, I'll tell you. It's for my podcast for people to send fan art. And he said, that's not a business. And I said, I don't make any money. And he said, okay. So we filled out the personal P.O. box paperwork.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's not a business. It's personal. And we're filling it out. And he's telling me all the rules of the P.O. box. And he says, once your P.O. box fills up, if you don't come pick up your mail in 5 days, we start charging you. And I said, it's not going to fill up. And Dell said, you need to believe in your podcast better.
Dell, agree.
He said, hey,
dude,
believe in yourself.
You're getting a Dell.
He said, believe in yourself.
your P.O. box will fill up. I said, I don't think it will, Del, but thank you for letting me know the rules. And he was like, I think you should believe in yourself. You never know.
We do believe in the podcast and we do believe in the Adoits, but really we needed, you needed to play the politicking of it's not going to fill up because it's personal.
No, I was actually, what I was actually thinking, and this is crazy to talk about on here, but what I was actually thinking was I have plenty of podcasts that I love that I have no idea what I would mail them. I don't mail anyone anything.
Yeah, because so, you're not.
As what in, would people mail us?
We specifically said we want someone to redo our logo or to send us some fan art.
So anyway, Del was like, I really think you should believe in yourself. And he said, I can't wait to see you back in here picking up all your mail.
That's so sweet, Del.
It was so cute. And then he said, please blow out this for me and say I did a good job.
Oh, damn. He got your ass. He got your ass.
And I did. I filled it out and I said, Del was amazing. He was so kind and so helpful. He got your ass.
Wow. He really did.
Oh, but good news, you guys. I didn't tell you this before. Del let me choose which mailbox we get. And he started listing off numbers. And I was like, I don't know why he's doing this. I don't care. And then he said, the mailbox that I knew should be ours. And I can't believe we got it.
Mailbox number 69.
Close.
Mailbox number 420, LOL, blaze up.
Close. Mailbox number 123.
No way, really?
Can you believe that's our... He said, he was like, 324, 465, whatever, 123. And I was like, hold on. 123 is available? And he was like, isn't that crazy? He said, it's my wife's birthday.
What, December 3rd or January 23rd?
January 23rd. And then think about this. Anyone born in the year 1945 would have a birthday that consists of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Huh?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I didn't even...
Are you saying anyone?
Yeah, you said mean only... You really... You said the sentence, anyone born in 1945 would have the birthday 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right. Okay. So what I meant is anyone born on that day in 1945 would have the birthday. But there are 2 days. Three, four, five.
This is crazy that we're okay, even talking so we'll about put, this long.
We'll put the P.O. box in on a Instagram story or in the description or
both.
Or you can just DM us and I'll send it to you.
Or I comment mean, on
our PR team will send it to you.
No, we'll put the P.O. box. We'll put the P.O. box in. We don't need to do this on the podcast, but we'll put the P.O. box in the bio and we'll put the P.O. box clearly in the description.
Clearly we've never done this before, you guys. But if you have anything you want to send us that's not a threat or a bag of poop, send it to our PO box.
Or
and just know, if you want to send us a bag of poop, it's going to this nice man, Del, first. And you don't want to do that to Del.
Yeah. And if you want to send us a threat, it has to be a song. It has to be a video of you singing a threat song.
Nope, that's so scary. Don't do that.
On a CD, please.
On a CD.
Nope. That's so it scary. Please don't do that.
No, feel free to send us diss tracks, actually.
Okay, diss track, that's fine.
Yeah.
Threat, send us a
diss
track.
But that's what I'm saying. Threats are diss tracks are often like, threats.
Gabe's teeth are too far apart.
What? You went right for the... Damn. Went right for it.
And they said, Gabe, you think you're tall? You're not even that tall. Gabe, you think you're smart? Where'd you go to college? Theater school? Embarrassing. Gabe, you think your car you drive is appropriate for your age and stage of life? Think again, you freak.
For real. No.
That's no, your car is appropriate for your agency.
I do like
life.
It. It is. You have things to say, Grant.
No, I was just going
to
say, if someone wants to send me gummy clusters, I prefer the blue bag.
No, this is a fair shot to take. I think it's great.
I prefer the blue bag and...
You prefer the blue bag and what?
I was trying to think of something funny, but I kind of...
He's just making a statement.
I get it.
That's good for me to know, too, in case we do an afternoon record and I need a snack idea.
Okay. Have you been watching Love Island?
No, but all my friends are talking about it at all times. Everywhere I go, everyone's watching it. So I'm up to date.
Have you seen that Mamacita clip?
Yeah.
That thing rocks. Yeah. Have you seen this, Grant?
She goes like this. Okay, so it's this girl.
Should we reenact it?
Who people don't really like. Yeah, I'll be the guy.
Okay, so this girl is trying to tell one of her guy friends that she is a mom. She has a daughter. She has a 5-year-old daughter.
And she's clearly feeling like this will be a massive reveal on the television show Love Island. Like it will be a shock wave.
She's sort of
this,
the Yoda villain.
Or whatever her name is. What's her name?
Oh,
Huda. Like the New Orleans Saints. Huda.
Anyway. Dude, and Meg Thee Stallion was on that one episode.
Bro, Meg Thee Stallion was on an episode.
Everyone
Meg Thee Stallion was on an episode and they did a twerk off.
It was amazing.
It's an incredible.
This
it's
is
an
really
incredible
good TV.
It's incredible for Meg Thee Stallion too, because everyone's watching and she's launching a bathing suit brand. So it's all these hot 23-year-olds in her bathing suits doing a twerking competition.
It's really
while she
are
judges.
They all 23?
It's brilliant. They're all like 23 to 27.
I can't believe they're letting children do this.
You remember when you were 23 though?
Yeah, I was dumb, and so is 23.
But you didn't know it,
right? But then. Here's the thing about reality television. I've said this for years. I will never appear on a reality show.
This is a reality show. What we're doing right now is a reality show.
No, I will never appear
keeping
on a reality show.
Keeping up with the Gibbsibs is basically what this shit is.
Embarrassing. I will never appear on a reality show because I know what I would look like on a reality show. And I would be edited to be the crazy one. Even if it was like Great British Bake Off or whatever. So I can't appear on one of those.
You'd be the villain of a Great British Bake Off season.
Somehow.
Thank you for moving forward when I said British. I did say the Great British Bake Off. Thank you for moving forward. The Great British Bake Off.
Guys, okay. So let's act it out.
Okay. So she says.
They're sitting having a chat. She pulled him for a chat.
She says, now these people are not romantic. She just wants to tell him so that he knows and so she can be on camera. Here we go. She goes, I have something to tell you and all the girls know, and Jeremiah knows.
That's her man.
But you can't tell any of the other guys because it's none of their business.
Okay.
I'm a mom.
Mommy?
No. A mom.
Mamacita?
No. Like, I'm a mommy.
Like, of a human child?
Yeah, of a human child. I have a daughter.
I'm sorry for laughing so hard. Whoa.
Yeah, that's basically how it goes. He literally looks at her and he's so confused because she says, I'm a mommy. And he goes, mommy? And she says, I'm a mom. And he goes, mamacita? Like he's like
he literally can't like, understand. What's
well,
happening.
In his defense, everyone is being flirty and kinky and like weird, and she in a bikini pulls him over to this like sexy corner and
mommy?
Is like, "I'm a mommy," and so he's like, "Goo goo gaga, what do you want from me?" Do you know what I mean? He's like, "Are we doing a kinky thing?" You can see
it's
it in his
so
brain
funny.
That he cannot compute what she's trying to say.
Was it Tyler? Is it the guy with? The dreadlocks?
No, it's Nick. It's the white dude with the like broccoli hair.
It's the white dude with the shit eating grin for real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lauren has decided that she likes him, but she loves the guy with the cowboy hat and the long hair.
Oh, really?
Cuz he's funny and
Taylor?
Yes.
Crazy yes. that I don't watch the show.
Wow. For someone who doesn't watch the show.
No, I can't even begin to describe to you my group chat. That is normally blowing up with various topics has turned exclusively Love Island.
Yeah,
for the last like couple of weeks. Everyone I know is watching.
That's the internet has turned exclusively
yeah,
Love Island.
Everyone I know is watching. It's bigger than Labubu.
Bigger than Labubu. Wow, you guys, we've made it. We're bigger than Labubu. Hey, Labubu. We talked about
it. Did it find its way to you after I told you about it?
No, it had already found its way to me.
Oh,
I just
Grant,
didn't know what
did
it was
find
called.
Its way to you? Have you been seeing the Labubu?
I've been doing a really good job of the only social media I have now is Instagram. And here's a fun tip for everyone.
What did that mean you got rid of? TikTok and are you still doing
twink.
Snapchat?
No, do people no, do Snapchat? I deleted Snapchat like 5 years ago.
Snapchat okay. to me is so embarrassing.
It is.
Snapchat keeps
some friends,
trying to.
I have some friends that still have Snapchat. Maybe he's listening. Delete it. But over time, since maybe I was like 18, I've like slowly gotten rid of every social media. Like I never had Facebook. I got rid of Twitter. I got rid of whatever. I only have Instagram now.
Oh, you never had Facebook. Wow, you never had Facebook.
I only have Instagram now. And here's a fun tip for everyone. move the app to a different location than you normally have it, and then your muscle memory doesn't just go and like click on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And now I went from like 2 hours a day on Instagram to like 20 minutes because I like moved it into a folder somewhere that it's like muscle memory anymore.
Here's my problem. I do that every few months, and then it takes me 4 days
really
before the muscle memory becomes back.
Here's my problem. I barely click on any apps where they are. I search every app.
Oh, that's great. That's even crazier.
Whoa. I search every app.
That's insane.
You guys don't do that?
Is your home screen a mess? You don't organize it?
No, it's not super organized, but it's not a mess because, well, you can only put so many apps on there.
No, infinite.
I mean, the home screen, though.
But how many swipes can you do? Have you put them in folders ever?
Yeah, I have some folders.
Whoa.
Here's what I wish, and I think maybe the adoits will agree. I wish I could download a version of Instagram that was only Instagram stories.
Whoa.
I don't want to see anything else other than Instagram stories.
Really?
I just want to see like kind of what the friends were up to.
I do wish I could I do wish I could toggle on and off. Like there are some days where like I can't get through the day without like I need to turn reels off or something. I need to
that's why I moved it.
Feed off, or I need to turn whatever, because like if I could turn reels on and off and just be checking my feed and just be checking stories and like checking in with the homies and whatever, that'd be amazing. But then I find myself in a reels
hole. That's what Instagram used to be until until America spiraled.
I think I might, if I didn't have TikTok, I think I might. Well, gosh, if there was no TikTok on my phone, I think I...
Don't even say a thing like that.
I think I might read.
What? No, of course. You could never get rid of TikTok on your phone. You're crazy. This is a world where everyone has TikTok on their phone.
But I haven't read a whole book in many years, really, since I got TikTok on my phone.
What are you talking about? No one has read a book in over 150 years. You're out of your mind. No one could get rid of TikTok on their phone. That's insane.
I have books in my house. They're decorative.
Of course.
I don't.
All
open
books
them.
Are decorative. What are you, nuts? You sound like an old person from the olden days.
I guess I could listen to a book, but on TikTok, like 1,000 parts of a TikTok book.
Of course, that's the only way anyone reads books these days. They watch all the parts of it on TikTok. It's some hot AI e-girl reading you Narnia. That's how you consume media, duh. What are you, nuts? Where have you been for the last 150 years, Tiffany?
Part 468. Mr. Tumnus made Edgar a cup of tea. Oh my god, this tea's so hot.
What's this is her translation. This is her translation.
Oh my god, this tea's so hot. Wait, is it always this cold outside? Totally. Now whose fault is that? I don't know. Tune in for part 469, where we figure out whose fault is that.
Do we need to wrap up the scene where it was a person who really wanted to try taking TikTok off of their phone, or we feel like
no,
it ended
but
up
I do feel
good.
Like I should say out loud, I have read a book. That was a character I was playing.
Yeah, duh, bro.
I've been reading books, but I will say, if there was no TikTok on my phone, I have thought about like what's the direct thing that would replace it. I work from home, and so in the moments that I'm not working, I'm either like cleaning or doing something with a dog. Or scrolling.
Is there an adult equivalent of Captain Underpants? Remember when we were all young and they were like, Amelia Bedelia and Captain Underpants? Remember that era where it was just like dumb and fun and you didn't feel like you were reading, but you were reading? Dude.
I think that's what.
Is there that?
I think that's what smut is for the girls.
Okay. So then.
Because girls are like drinking in those books.
Oh, and so that's what like
despite our fragmented attention span.
What's that guy who wrote the Da Vinci Code and all that stuff, and all the dads were reading his books a bunch?
Nicolas Cage?
No, Nicolas Cage is the actor. Nicolas Cage is the actor. No. But
was
you're right though.
Was he in Da Vinci Code though? No, he was in Declaration of Independence movie.
What the fuck, dude? He was in a movie called National Treasure. Wasn't he in Da Vinci Code? No, he was in Declaration of Independence movie. He was in, my favorite actor is Nicolas Cage. He was in Declaration of Independence movie.
Listen, I've had a tough couple of days.
Yeah, okay, don't blame it on your sick dog. You didn't know what Declaration of Independence movie was called, and it's called National Treasure, much like Nicolas Cage himself, a national treasure.
I think there's two of them.
He's a Nepo baby too, did you know that?
Good for him.
Yeah. Hey, here's, again, Nepo babies, leave them be.
I hope your daughter's a Nepo baby, and I hope my kids are Nepo babies too.
Wishing for her to be a Nepo baby and whatever and I, I'm up hey, to.
And everyone listening, I hope you're a Nepo baby, and if you're not, I hope you make them.
I hope you make Nepo babies. I hope you are Nepo babies. And here's the thing. Can we stop calling them Nepo babies and just call it a family business?
You know, I've never been offended business? By the phrase Nepo baby. Like, if someone was like, I'm no, not,
Nepo,
first of all.
Nepo
I'd have to be,
baby.
I'd have to be a pastor to be a Nepo baby. But if someone was like, if someone was like, you're a Nepo baby, I would be like, okay. Like, I don't feel like it has the sting that people think it has.
No, I think it does for the people who it does for.
Oh, right. Yeah, because you're feeling like insecure about that.
You're feeling insecure about that. And I've heard some stories of some names that I won't name, but that they are Nepo babies and people brought it up. And I heard a story once that I maybe shouldn't have even said it.
Don't say it.
But if people do get upset, they get hurt about it.
I actually can. I think I know who it is. Just based on that little bit you gave.
Can you put the microphone towards the camera and I'll put my microphone towards the camera and we'll turn our heads a little bit sideways and I'll say the name and I'll tell you if the story is right. Okay, okay. Microphone's away.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I tell you that story?
No.
Did I tell you that story?
But I was just racking my brain of who you would know that would be upset about that and I knew who it was. Okay.
But I'll tell you that story. I'll tell you the story that I heard after that.
I feel like we're excluding the audience.
No, but they don't
Welcome
mind.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to Mom Said. So sorry that we had to.
It's hard because the truth is we should edit out things like this, but we don't feel like
it. We don't feel like it. And it's hard because remember the last time we were like, hey, we were at that thing and that inventor was there and then
people knew who I was talking about.
People knew who it was immediately. So we have to be careful.
That's so scary.
Someone commented and they were like, it was whatever, right? And I was like, yeah, it was. We didn't say anything bad about her, but it was just like the fact that they got them so quick.
I was impressed that she was an inventor. That's all. Whatever. Point is...
Oh, I just spilled coffee all over myself. Hey, did you know...
Okay, I really hope we are at least in the similar vein because this is something that we were having curiosity about last night.
What?
So we're not in the same. Okay. Did you know that you have
humans
more
are the only
weight
animals
of
with
probiotics
chins.
In your body than you do of your brain.
What?
Sorry, I said it wrong.
We literally just, I've never felt the podcast come to a dead stop, an absolute dead stop. The words you said.
Yeah, okay, so I'm
you
sorry.
You said you have more, there is more probiotics by weight in your body than brain.
The weight of your brain, yes. So if your brain is 3 pounds, you have 3.5 pounds of probiotics in your body.
There's no way that ratio is always the same, but you're just saying
that's what they said.
Wow.
And we're the only ones with chins?
Humans are the only ones with chins.
Okay, not true. And I'll tell you why. I went to SeaWorld before that documentary came out.
Impossible, bro.
Possible. I went in high school.
What was that documentary called? What was the SeaWorld documentary called?
Blue fish, dark fish, one fish,
fish.
Two fish, back.
Yeah, back one fish, blue fish, trap all you fish.
Yeah.
That's what it was
so
called.
So I didn't know. I guess this is me virtue signaling. I didn't know SeaWorld was bad when I went. Anyway.
Okay. Here we go. We culturally absolve you from anything. We culturally.
I don't think we have the power.
We hereby to do culturally
that.
Absolve you from any of your wrongdoings.
I'm at.
You did a very good job, you little progressive millennial. Well done.
Amen. Have you seen that woman on TikTok who does not?
Oh yeah, non-religious blessings. Non-religious, or
and she's like. Yeah. It cracks me up. Anyway.
I have seen her.
I think I showed you her.
Okay.
I went to SeaWorld before I knew. And I paid a little extra to have an interaction with some dolphins at SeaWorld.
They don't have chins, bro.
Then how come I scratched it?
They don't have chins.
Then how come I scratched it like this?
Okay, that's an under. That's the underside of a mouth, but like apparently.
What's we're the only difference? Thing- What's the difference? What's the function of a chin besides the in between your mouth and your neck.
I'm saying it's the only, we're the only ones that protrude, bro. We're the only ones with chins.
I did this to a bunch of dolphins and they loved it like little puppies.
Did they? Or it was because they were being paid to do so.
I know.
That's the equivalent of men who go to strip clubs and they're like, "She loved me, dude."
I know.
That's you with the dolphins. You are a creepy stripper guy having chicken wings at the strip club and being like, "She loves me, bro. She's obsessed with me." That's you with the dolphins, you freak.
That's horrible. That's
you. Hey, Gabe, can you be a better entertainer and face the audience, please?
I'm enjoying digging in over here.
He's making fun of me. Yeah. Anyway, I have had a really good experience with dolphins after that. When I was in Hawaii, I was kayaking with some friends and we were kayaking in this little cove and then a big group of dolphins approached us. And as second I saw them in there, I jumped out of my kayak into the water because I was like, I want to swim with them. And I had a little snorkel.
And also, that's such a 21-year-old instinct. It's insane.
Well, dolphins are, like, for the most part, extremely safe to be frolicking with. In fact, one of my friends grabbed one of their fins and went for a ride.
Isn't that illegal? Isn't it like tortoises? In Hawaii, you're like not supposed to touch
the tortoises.
Oh.
If you touch the tortoises, you get fined like a kajillion dollars. Bro. Like a life-ruining amount of money.
Bro, the tortoise union? Where was the tortoise union?
Sea turtle. Sorry, tortoise is the wrong word. Okay. Sea turtle.
The sea turtle union? Where were they during the SAG strikes? You know what I'm saying? Whoever is the president of their union?
Right now.
You touch us, we get
a lot of
you get fined.
A lot of people could be using that level of protection right now.
But
and
that's
where
what I'm saying.
Are they?
Who is the president of the sea turtle union?
But on the other hand, I'm really happy that the sea turtles have that kind of care and love and protection.
Do they get healthcare through their union, do you think?
Probably.
Is it good? Is it like Cigna or is it like...
I love Cigna, you guys. Yeah. This is terrible. Big Pharma.
Let me tell a story to break this up.
What?
Yesterday, I went to San Diego.
Oh.
With some friends. And I got to fulfill my dream of seeing the seals. And I thought it was going to be lovely. I thought it was going to be beautiful. I was excited for it to be amazing, right? Mm-hmm. We're walking up to the seals. There's so many people looking at the seals. I think it's going to be a spiritual moment. It's going to change my life. But this is what happened for the next 25 minutes as we watch the seals.
Yeah, they bark. They're little sea dogs.
They ruined my day.
Wait, did you think they were peaceful?
You thought they were going to be quiet, bro? You thought they were like, oh, Grant's here. Everyone shut up. Everyone be on your best behavior. Grant's here.
I just thought they'd be a little more civil.
No, definitely not. And you know what, Grant? If you go up the PCH to like Big Sur or whatever, there's a beach that everybody stops at that these massive, like fat sea lions hang out at, or seals, or I don't even know what they are.
Yeah, these thick sea lions.
The ones that bark are sea lions.
They're like, yeah. Big mama. Anyway, there's a trend on TikTok that's about that. I digress. I need to read more books.
What did you
those get? Those sea lions. Wait, let me finish what I was saying.
Oh, sorry.
Not only are those sea lions loud, they like growl and scream basically, but they also stink.
Yeah, stinky.
But I love them.
What did you take the train down to San Diego or did you drive? Did you guys drive?
We drove. Nice. And there was some sort of accident and it took us way longer than it should have.
Boring.
And an accident on the way back.
Boring.
Who were you with?
We were in the car for as long as we were in San Diego yesterday.
Yeah, oh, that's brutal.
But who were you with in the car?
I know. My friend Eric and my friend Devin.
Oh, well then you guys had fun in the car anyway.
It was fun.
I bet you giggled and listened to your music that you guys love.
Are they EDM guys or are you the only EDM guy?
Yeah, they enjoy it as well. Not as much as I do.
That Skrillex song you told me to like came on my like songs the other day. It's kind of fire.
Which one?
Hey, Al, I was just noticing that you have like
a cool outfit on
and I'm just like just so happy
to be
in your vicinity.
Stop.
And it's just like
it's
so
annoying.
Nice to
just,
know you
just
and
play.
I really do enjoy just being
play.
Around.
Just play.
You and I'm so excited to see you grow as a person continue to move through your world.
Please, you might be ruining what I'm about to say with all your talking.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice. Thank you again for watching my daughter. Just want to remind you about your niece, just for no reason, just to say, okay, hey.
Stop. And, I was going to pick you, but now I'm going to pick someone else.
Thank you so much for being in my life. It's such an honor. Unrelated, do you want to do the ranking of the brothers?
Such a tired bit.
Even though they both make me mad, I have to pick one that's better than the other. If I could pick a different guy to be my favorite brother, I would pick him as my brother. I would pick a different brother.
Grant, I would pick Eric, but I texted him while I was at sushi the other day, and he did not turn around to come say hi to me, so I don't pick Eric.
We discussed this already, yeah.
Okay. Despite Gabe's annoying, tired-ass bit prior to this, he has to be the number one ranked brother this week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Why is that?
And I knew I had a chance to win this week because I know what she's gonna say, which is why I could do a whole thing at the top of the segment that would piss her off because I knew I had a lot of credit because I did something nice yesterday and that's what I knew was gonna come into play. So I knew I didn't have to be awesome before we did the ranking of the brothers. I could do whatever the hell I wanted, and
you don't
she still
like
had to give me the rank of number one because of what I did yesterday.
You don't feel like you would want to just like bank goodwill just for the banking of it? You
I did
feel
yesterday.
Like you want to ride the line.
I did yesterday.
Okay. This is getting harder and harder.
Why? It's like, why save up money if not to spend it at some point? Right. I'm trying to be like as far
tomorrow.
As like as far as goodwill with
this
you.
This is a terrifying way to think about relationships, but keep going.
As far as goodwill with you. I'm month to month.
Do you know what I'm saying? Living paycheck to paycheck.
That's what I'm trying to say. As far as our goodwill, I'm paycheck to paycheck. That's how I'm trying to operate in
paycheck
this,
to damn
in this
paycheck.
Sibling relationship.
Okay, the reason that Gabe is the number one brother and the reason that he knew he had to be the number one brother is because yesterday when I was having a massive panic about my dog, I called him and he went to the vet with me. Now, it should be noted that the vet was mostly a bad experience to just because of the situation, except to say that we discovered that the emergency vet near my house is hot.
Yeah, shout out to this dude.
He's a hot guy.
He is hot. His name is Dr. Max.
He walked in and we were like this.
And we were all like, feeling a calmness.
All of a sudden, I'm feeling okay about how my dog is sick.
Feeling a calmness. Dog is really not doing well, but interesting, weird.
He's feeling he walked in a total hottie lamotty.
Somehow the room feels calm.
Literally, I felt calmer because not only was he hot, but he was also very smart and very like empathetic and kind about the situation, which was very sweet.
His bedside manner was fantastic.
10 out of 10.
Shout out Dr. Max.
I know we've absolutely beaten this bit to death.
Whoa.
But was this doctor in Silver Lake and what did the vet look like in Silver Lake?
This doctor was in Silver Lake.
This doctor was on the east side.
And
he wasn't giving
artsy guy.
No, he wasn't giving like earring mullet like.
He went to school.
Like wallet chain. He was giving more like.
He went to school for it to be a vet. And so he was like kind of giving like hot nerd.
Yeah, it was more hot nerd.
It was honestly giving Marina Del Rey.
Yeah.
Can I
honestly.
Say?
Was his lab coat cropped?
No.
Were the scrubs too
baggy? I do
baggy?
Like what you're doing. No, I get what you're doing. I do get what you're doing. And I do like it.
We can create this persona, but to be clear, this respectable young man was a hottie in a way that a vet could be a hottie and still be respectable. And for that, we say, thank you, Dr. Max?
Dr. Max.
Thank you, Dr. Max.
I do like the bit of his lab coat being cropped. I do like that. I do like that a lot. His stethoscope is like Ed Hardy studded. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's really doing it.
You could do like that one, the Silver Lake Dad.
Feel free to put the microphone near you.
Sorry.
Silver Lake Dad is a great bit. That person's name is EJ something, and they do a great bit online. Anyway, Allie's dog did not do well, but we went and found Hot Vet. And that's how yesterday went, which is why I knew I was
it's
number
nice
one
to
brother.
Know that at least we have a Hot Vet if all else fails.
If all else fails, at least we have a hot vet.
Totally.
Wow.
But I otherwise had a really bad day yesterday. And then I woke up this morning and I cried on the phone to my mom. And then I said, now I got to go do the podcast. And she laughed really hard.
Yeah. That sounds about
right. She said, what a ridiculous thing for you to be doing. This is the beginning to one of your songs.
Yeah, it kind of is.
If
no, don't do that. Just take the chords.
And write a
recycle,
song?
We can recycle chords as we want. If all else fails, at least we have a hot bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If my old dog doesn't take to the medication, at least I get to talk to the hot bed on the phone.
If you lose your job, if you lose your friends, at least you have a hot bed. When the world goes crumbling down, you gotta get a new pet so you can go to the hot bed. Got a hot bed.
Got a hot bed.
Never forget.
Never forget. Fumbled it in the last 5 seconds when I said thing.
And that's what happens when you try to write a song that's too long.
Stop. We can't argue about this anymore.
Okay.
Done.
It did help to have a hot vet. I don't know why. Even though you can't walk into the vet for any less than $9 billion.
Oh my gosh. Public service announcement. This has to change. Okay, that's not a public service announcement. That's a platform to... that I'm standing on.
I still don't think it's a platform. Keep going. What is it?
This is a public complaint.
Yeah.
I'm upset about how much money this costs. I'm going to go into debt for this little guy who I love so much.
Yeah.
But it's the same as like, why do funerals cost so much money? Sorry that I'm a bad vibe this morning. But if you've ever seen the cost of a funeral, it's
yeah,
like,
expensive.
Huh?
They're expensive.
Have we not gone through enough?
There should be fireworks. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to charge that much for a funeral, there better be some fireworks. We better get, like, Michael Bublé better show up and sing the hymns.
If Michael Bublé doesn't start showing up to every funeral, I don't know. This is not the America I thought it was.
That's what I'm saying.
I just got the really fucked up visual of...
Oh, no.
Just instead of my funeral, just turn me into a firework and everyone just gets to watch a little firework show.
Bro, that's
and
kind of sick.
There's the a darkness. Final, there's a darkness.
It's very dark. The final firework.
Why is it dark?
The
do
final
whatever you want.
Firework is my dead body going.
No, see, that got
oh,
a darkness.
Oh. No, it's not that dark. Wait. Like it's your body. Do whatever you want.
The
people
final
give their body to science. You're giving yours to the arts.
The final firework is me like this.
What?
No, not your body flying through the air. That's
wait,
bad.
Oh, so in this vision, there's a bunch of fireworks happening.
It's like
and
him
then,
being shot
and
out
then
of a cannon.
Yours is the last one is your dead body strapped to a firework.
Yeah. Strapped to a giant rocket.
Guys,
like
we have to
wait,
stop.
Wait. No. But I was thinking
in a suit.
What if you get cremated and then we put your dust in all these different fireworks?
Yeah.
That could be.
And so then we know that this fireworks show is you in the sky.
I love the visual of like my arms flapping as I'm going up in the they go, oh,
guys,
you know what?
No, this is really disturbing.
His arm just kind of fell over there.
No, stop. This has to stop. This is extremely disturbing.
Grant, rain down on us.
No.
Grant, rain down on us. Won't you rain down on us? It's Grant raining everywhere.
This is actually no.
Okay. She hates that bit.
I hate that bit. Are you kidding? Could you not have predicted that I would hate that bit?
It's like Grant
no.
On your wedding day. You know what I mean?
Guys,
a little
your coffee?
Fall of Grant.
Stop.
Can
I'm serious.
Hardly hurt me now.
I'm serious because I'm going to make us cut this whole part. Okay.
Grant, are there other songs that the word rain I can replace with Grant?
What are the other rain songs?
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate Grant.
I'm dead serious that this sucks.
Okay, well, move on. Do you want the subject change fairy?
I keep trying to say something else.
Subject change fairy. Here I am, subject change. Subject change, because Allie's mad. Here is the subject change.
I actually felt my eye twitching like...
That's the caffeine.
If you've ever felt like...
Couldn't have possibly been that bit you hated. It's the caffeine.
If you ever felt like, oh, I'm so jealous of their sibling relationship, how they're such good friends. Here's a little peek behind the curtain.
Speaking of, we have a curtain now.
Announcement, we have a curtain behind us.
We're starting to slowly get... It's like the slowest build towards a good-looking podcast we've ever had. You know, We had to do almost 30 episodes to realize, are we actually doing this? And we're doing this.
It's not so much that as it is like every little thing in she everyone's life.
She does is magic. Every little thing she's done me on. Even though my life before was tragic. Now I know my love for her goes on. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she does is magic. Do you know the words at all, bro?
That's one of the
most iconic songs in the world.
I know.
Do you know
who sings it? Let me speak them to you.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross.
Yeah. Burt Bacharach.
Every little thing she does is magic. Every little thing she does is magic. Every little thing just turns me on. Even though everything you do is blah, blah, blah.
That's actually crazy that you got that right. I thought you were gonna get it wrong, but you got it right.
It blah 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 blah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just gonna say that this. So I'd be picking up coffees for the guys because, as everyone knows, I'm in charge of snacks.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd be picking up coffees for the guys, typically from La Colombe Coffee Shop in Frogtown, which is bikeable from my house. But of course, I'm in a car because I'm coming up here Shout out La Colombe.
I used to be a barista. Now everyone knows where Allie lives within a 5-mile radius.
Hell yeah! Forget getting a PO box to try to make sure your address is safe. You just went and told them.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
A dead ass. It was so hard for me to get a good attitude to come here this morning. And you guys are making it like an Olympic feat for me to have a good attitude. Do you not want me to have a good vibe today? I'm being serious.
And I set fire to the Grant. Watch it burn.
No, I'm not. I know you think you're being funny.
Okay, I'm a barista.
Flip your keyboard.
I was a barista at La Colombe for a while in Beverly Hills, and by a while I mean like 6 or 7 months. And do you want to know what's crazy?
What?
I bet you could guess it. These Beverly Hills moms do not tip. They show up in their G-Wagon, park illegally, come in, and here's the trick that they do, which I'll give to you, the normal listener. They come in, they get basically a free latte for the price of an espresso. Here's what they do. They go, hey, can I get a shot of espresso in a cup with ice? And you go, sure. And then you put it in a cup with ice. They're like, actually, can you put it in the big cup? And you're like, sure. So you put it, and they're like, more ice, actually? So they've paid $3 for a shot of espresso or whatever.
This is genius. I know what they're about to do.
And then they're like, can I have the oat milk? A little bit of oat milk? And you're like, sure. Do you want me to do it? They're like, I'll do it. And you're like,
pour them oat milk.
And they pour a full glass of oat milk. So they've now paid.
How do you think they got their G-Wagons?
Just going to say, this is how you get rich, by saving $2 every day.
This is how you get rich by.
And you'll save $600 a year and then you're rich.
And then you're rich. And you have not tipped the baristas who now, I pulled you a shot. I had to do the whole ice thing. I had to do the whole oat thing. I had to do the whatever. And you didn't tip me. And even if you did tip me, you tipped me on something that you made way cheaper. So I got an even tinier tip, had to do a bunch of work. And
these
then you
gals.
Go back in and get in your G-Wagon.
They're playing 4D chess, these gals.
Now, there was a lady once who came to this La Colombe in Beverly Hills.
There was an old lady who lived in a shoe.
There was a lady once who came to this La Colombe in Beverly Hills all the time. This woman came. And one time, no, that's not the right vibe for the story I'm about to tell. Okay. She was mean all the time. And I was like, this lady sucks. Okay. Do you want me to
do it? No. I'll do the music. You always do the music.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I was like, this lady sucks. She's so mean. And then, okay, it's about to change. The vibe's about to change.
Okay, well, I'll follow it, like, with the music.
I was like, this lady's so mean to us all the time. She comes and gets the free latte trick. She's so annoying. And then one time I turned the corner into the back hallway where the bathroom is and the storage unit is, and I found her crying on the phone. And this woman was crying on the phone, hiding from the rest of the coffee shop. And I found a little stool and brought her a stool. And without saying anything, I just kind of gave her a stool so she could sit down. And she looked at me and just kept crying. And then she never said anything to me ever. She came in the next day and we made eye contact. And she continued to be mean. She continued to be mean, but...
It's a good lesson.
It gave me an understanding of why she was a grumpo beans. Gabe, it gave me an understanding of how she behave and are.
That
do you
day,
get what I'm saying?
Gabe learned empathy.
That day I learned, oh, right. Even people with G-Wagons are mean because they've got shit going on. That's why they are how they behave and are.
Were there any awesome rich ladies who did it right?
Yeah, there were some people who came in.
Me in 30 years.
You get like some swaggy old dude in like just a white tee and a Rolex. And he comes in jeans and a white tee and a Rolex. He orders a coffee and he tosses you a 20 and lets you keep the
He tosses you a hundred.
Do you know what I'm saying? He's like, keep the change. And you're like, cool. So he just got like a $20 coffee because it doesn't matter to him, but it's like now you guys have $15 to split amongst the three of you that are working.
Or were there any like, that's still douchey in a way, were there any like chatty, nice, rich guys?
Yeah, there were a couple regulars who came who were like, there was one guy who like was married to a...
Like that knew y'all's names and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's those. There's
there are wonderful people everywhere.
There's regulars.
Just making sure there is, because sometimes I feel like there isn't.
No, agree. There were regulars that were nice, and there were rich regulars. And it's not a rich people issue. It's just a like...
There are grumpy people. There are happy people. There are kind people. There are people who are going through a lot everywhere you go. One time I did therapy in that exact coffee shop.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I do think... I want you to read that message that was sent to us from somebody.
It's kind of long.
I think that's fine. We have a few minutes, and I want people to hear it because it's so. We love hearing stuff like this. It's really exciting to us. We're again. I know it gets cheeseball and it gets a little like. We're so glad you came to the Mom Said Community Church, but it really, really is
well,
fun.
Well, first of all, I had some supporters of my.
Your teeth chattering. I disagree with
those
people.
Thank you, guys. I love you so much.
No.
I had some people who felt triggered by our first song last thing. And by the way, I should say, Gabe also checks these, so it's not just me. Okay, so we're hearing from a lot of you. It's so fun. I have people that want to send things, which is so fun. And it actually feels like I'm starting to like recognize and get to know some of you guys, and it feels like we're friends for real, which is so cute. But we had someone write the other day that we have young fans too. A little guy named Thomas.
Shout out to the young fans who listen
to
this.
Who loved when Gabe said fart butt.
I was just about to say, shout out to our fans in the under 10 category. And also, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Hey, if you're listening and you're under 10, do you know what I mean? If you're under 10 and you're listening, thanks so much.
And we're sorry for all the swears that we did. We didn't know any kids were listening. And hey, if you are a kid listening, just be friends with your sibling. They're going to be your friends for the rest of your life.
Well, they're going to be around for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if they're going
to
be.
But if they are your friends, they're the best friends to have because they're stuck with you. So you can.
Yes, it is better to navigate. Family hangs if you guys are buddies.
And all jokes aside, yesterday when I was really upset, I called mom and she said, who's your friend that you trust to help you make decisions here? And I was like, well, it's Gabe.
Jesus. Oh.
Well, it's Gabe. And she was like, okay, call Gabe. And so I called Gabe. And that's a big deal to have someone like that in your life. So be friends with your siblings if you can. And if they're stupid, just don't trust them to make decisions with you. That's
all.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Well, anyway.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Mom Said.
Next week, I'm going to have a totally better vibe, I promise you. So please just stick around for my amazing vibe next week.
And just remember, you can never delete TikTok off your phone. It's impossible. No one's read in 150 years. No one knows how to read anymore.
No, please read a book. This is a characterized dystopian future that doesn't have to come true if you just read a book. So everybody this week, read a book.
Read a book. I'm not going to read a book. Goodbye.
Yeah,
we gotta go.